U.S. President Donald Trump has said that tariffs on EU exports to the United States will definitely happen and will happen pretty soon. He made his remarks to the BBC as he was departing Florida on Sunday night. He was responding to a question on whether the UK would be hit by tariffs as well.
They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm products. They take almost nothing. And we take everything from them. The UK is out of line. But I'm sure that one, I think that one can be worked out. But the European Union is, it's an atrocity, what they've done.
The EU is an atrocity, says President Trump. Over the weekend, he announced tariffs of 25% on Canadian and Mexican exports to the US and a 10% tax on Chinese exports. A spokesperson of the European Commission has said the EU will respond firmly to what it called any unfair or arbitrary tariffs on its exports. Ireland's exports to the United States in the first 11 months of last year were more than €67 billion, compared to imports of just €20 billion. For 2024 as a whole, Ireland's trade surplus with the United States is likely to be around €50 billion. We're joined now by the Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, Fine Gael TD for Longford Westmeath. Peter Burke, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland and thank you for joining us. Donald Trump says the tariffs on EU exports will definitely happen and will happen pretty soon. What's your reaction to that?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, what we have to continue to do is do what we are good at, and that's harnessing the infrastructure, the relationship that we have built up over 100 years with the US. And just when you're saying in your intro there in terms of the surplus that we have, that's correct is in terms of goods. But when you look at the full trading relationship, which includes services, there's a very significant surplus in favour of the US administration. And where the genesis behind that is that the Irish economy is paying very significant royalties over to the US for US innovation in our life science sector, which is a very successful sector. And President Trump is aware that well over €100 billion of surplus collectively amounts when you look at the full trading relationship. But for the Irish economy and the Irish government's context, we are not taking anything for granted. We're doing four key things right now at this point in time. We're working, explaining that relationship, that narrative through our diplomatic missions, nine of which we have, and our nine IDA offices, six Enterprise Ireland offices. Secondly, what we're doing is very important, is pointing out, you know, that we have at this point in time about 120,000 people employed across the 50 states in the US. And we're the seventh largest foreign direct investment investor in the US economy. And when you think of the size of Ireland, its geographical footprint and population, that is very strong. And critically, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has established and is working on the Trade and Consultative Forum and a Strategic Economic Advisory Panel, which will have experts working with, based in the US, working with the administration to ensure that the full relationship is understood. And obviously, the infrastructure of the Trade and Technology Council, which was established under the Biden administration, will be very important to de-escalate these narratives that sometimes emanate.
Well, maybe it's more than a narrative at this point, because you can be sure that other countries in the EU are doing the same as Ireland, trying to mitigate this. And yet, Donald Trump seems absolutely determined. He has already introduced the tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Is he really going to tolerate US companies exporting their pharmaceuticals to America from here, arranging to pay their tax in Ireland based on profits from research, much of which is done in the United States?
Exactly. When you say the research is done in terms of in the United States, there's significant innovation payments for that that the US is benefiting from. So it's very much a two-way bilateral relationship. The US economy is getting very significant payments, which are in the main a very significant surplus for their innovation. And that's very significant and very important. But I think what we have to do is just to continue to really work with the US administration, because when you talk about tariffs, we know what tariffs do. The first thing they do is that they increase prices. And secondly, they significantly reduce supply and quantities in the economy. And we saw in 2016, when the Trump administration at that particular point in time went through with tariffs on aluminium and steel, and obviously the Canadian economy was the first to fight back, bringing in very significant tariffs on consumer products in the US. Mm-hmm. What happened was you could see a withdrawal at that point in time. So you've seen now at this point in time, Canada has hit forward with 25 tariffs, over €150 billion on imports. That's very significant for their near neighbour. So I think when you look at the programme of work that the US administration has to do. Mm. We have to work to show that how important for it to deliver its objectives and grow the US economy, how important our sectors here are.
But are you talking this morning as if Donald Trump is not serious, as if he's bluffing? Or do you regard his latest comments and his comments throughout as an imminent threat to our growth, our employment and our corporate tax revenues? Are you taking it that seriously?
Look, we always take our relationship seriously and protect our economy, irrespective of who it's with. And that's why at this point in time this year, we'll have €16 billion in our sovereign wealth funds, both our funds, to ensure that if the Irish economy ever did hit a shock, that we have the capacity, if private investment became weak, we can restart it like we did during COVID. And also, which is very important, that we're investing in capital infrastructure. We have to control the problems that we have in the state that we can. And that means delivering on our capital plan of €165 billion through the next decade, putting more money into our grid, our water, wastewater, and make Ireland the best place in the world to be attractive and have the best competitive offer. Because we're nowhere the most competitive economy in the Eurozone. We have to protect that. We're fourth internationally. And that's why the government is focused laser-like on delivering the best infrastructure to ensure that we are competitive.
But if the worst case scenario happens and these companies, many of them, relocate because of tariffs, we could lose at least €10 billion from corporate tax revenues almost immediately. And how do you make that up?
Well, in the first instance, I don't see it as bad as that, because you can see what President Trump is talking about. You know, he's really focusing on the automotive industry, some areas.
Oh, he has the pharmaceutical industry in his sights. On Friday, him and leading members of his administration mentioned the pharma sector specifically.
And the pharma sector absolutely has the bedrock to grow here. We have what many, many countries around the world cannot compete with. We have a huge resource, talent and skills base that they have. They have an ecosystem here in Audrey which just can't be rooted up and walked away from.
No, but they may not expand here. They may leave what they have here, but they may not expand here.
Well,
they may not add to it.
They have the bedrock to expand here because we are an agile economy, providing them with the best skills that are unrelatable around the globe. And that's so important to see. And the critical thing is how we explain, like your intro there, to say that, you know, a trading relationship encompasses services as well. And we have to be very clear about that when we're talking about the surplus that's very significant in the US favour. And that's what we'll work to continue to do.
Is it imperative, Peter Burke, that the EU does not respond in a too harsh manner if these tariffs come into play and make a situation even worse?
Well, first of all, they are not here and we haven't seen the shape of tariffs yet.
No.
If they are to be brought in, we don't know, are they going to be broad? Are they going to be specific? You know, we really are looking at, you know, an event that potentially could happen, but we don't know yet. And the critical thing is that we have a council through the US and EU relationship, which is so important to work to de-escalate any issues and to point out the benefit of a healthy relationship, because this is the largest trading relationship on the globe, the EU-US relationship. And President Trump is very much aware he can tap into a resource market base of almost 500 million people.
Okay.
And that's very significant from the US economy as well.
We shall leave it there for now. Thank you very much, Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, Fine Gael TD for Longford Westmeath.